let me start by asking you this very simple question. When you first started drilling this property just over a year ago in the spring of last year, did you expect that you would get the kind of success that you're getting right now?
Well, you know, we've always had a very high expectation at Wasamac. This deposit, it's, you know, historically this mine produced at about 4 grams per ton, while the other mines in the area had 8, 9, 10 grams per ton average grade. The reason is that the stopes were wider, the ground conditions are good, so this mine was able to be in production while all the other mines in the area had basically twice their grade. So Wasamac, you know, our expectations were quite high. We, you know, internally our goal was to have at least a million ounces of gold with our program last year, with reducing, well, first of all, increasing the gold price from $400 an ounce to $1,000, and reducing our average grade. So, you know, the bar was set pretty high at 1 million ounces, and at the end of the year, we ended up with 1.4 million ounces of resources in all categories. So that's quite, you know, 400,000 ounces of M&I resources and 1 million ounces of inferred. So that's quite a big number for Richemont, which has produced 1.2 million ounces over 20 years. So we have 1.4 million in a single project 15 minutes from the office. So.
Yeah, and I would expect that number is going to grow. You've got 5 rigs on the property right now. You've been just adding more and more drilling as you go along. And tell us about the different zones here. You've got several zones at Wasamac, and in your last news release, you came out with a great drill result, 31 meters, just over 31 meters, grading 7.28 grams per ton from the main zone at about a depth of around 500 meters or so. Very, very encouraging.
Well, yeah, exactly. This is probably the best hole that was ever drilled on the Wasamac property. There was a gap in the main zone where we were looking at the infill drilling, and this hole was just phenomenal for us. We've also, earlier this year, we've put out some pretty impressive results on the southwest portion of the main zone, where we confirmed that there is actually gold in the footwall of the zone. So this is opening up a lot of potential for us, because if you look at historical data, the historical drilling, as soon as the drills were hitting the end of the shear zone, the drilling was stopped. So having gold in the footwall is opening up quite a nice exploration target for our geologist crew.
Are you beginning to connect these zones a little bit?
Well, as we saw in the latest drilling update, between Zone 1 and Zone 2, we have significant drill holes that you know, meet our criteria of 1.5 gram cutoff and 4 meters minimum width. So the program's still going on, but with public information so far and the drilling results, we have 25,000 meters of drilling results so far this year, and it's a combination of extending the known ore zones and increasing the level of confidence within our existing zone.
Mm-hmm. It's plunging at depth. In your 43-101, it's stated that on the eastern side, it could actually go, mineralization could actually go to maybe 1,500 meters depth. So there's a possibility of this thing plunging on to the claims you just picked up from Globex. Tell us about that.
Well, the rationale for the Globex acquisition, or the option agreement for 5 claims on the eastern part of the property, were really to test the downplunge extension of Zone 3, and to also test if there could be some other zones starting shallower from deeper from surface, because there has been some shallow drilling in the area. The shear zone is there, but there's no economic grades So our objective is really to go and drill this property. We have an option agreement that in within the next 18 months we will be doing about 10,000 meters of drilling, and the goal is to know as soon as we can if there is mineralization outside our property boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Does this have multi-million ounce potential?
Well, currently at 1.4 million ounces, you know, with 45,000 meters of drilling this year, I think there could be more than 2 million ounces on this property. It's just a matter of drilling the property, making sure we're doing the work as fast as we can to expand our resource base and understand our geology better, and the potential at depth is there. It's just a matter of there's a lot of ground to cover. We need to be focused on our approach, but there's definitely some potential at depth.
Some of these mines, as you know, along the Cadillac Trend go very, very deep.
Well, you know, we currently have drilling down to about 1,000 meters. Some of the zones are still open at depth, so we will have to go and do the work and test it, and we'll see with the drilling if there's a potential to extend this deposit. But so far, our resources are within 850 meters from surface, and as you pointed out, in the Abitibi, that's pretty shallow still. So there's quite a bit of ground to explore.
You expect good recovery rates?
Well, based on historical data, with grades around 3 grams per ton, we would expect somewhere between 88% and 92% gold recoveries. There are no major issues with the milling. It's very straightforward. The gold is very well distributed in the system, and we don't expect any complications on the milling front.
You've got a 43-101 updated resource coming out by the end of the year, before the end of December. So that's the next stage coming up. And then in 2012, perhaps in the early part of 2012, you'll have a scoping study or a preliminary economic assessment.
Exactly. So what we'll be doing as soon as our resources calculations are out in the fourth quarter, we'll put all the work together. There's already studies going on for metallurgy, for ground conditions, mining methods. So there's a lot of work already initiated at this point, but the next step will be to update our resources and then look at the potential infrastructure that we will need, look at the operating costs, capital structure, capital costs, and look at the project's financials. So that's going to be ready sometime in the first quarter of 2012, and that's going to guide us towards the next step at Wasamac.
You're in a great area out there. I've been out there a few times, and you have all the infrastructure, really, that you need.
Well, you know, we're right off Highway 101. There's the power grid's not too far. It's a brownfield situation. There was the Wasamac mine had a mill of built in the late 1960s. There was an underground mine there as well. So, you know, it's a site that is very close to the town. There's access to workforce. There's services. So it's a great location for a project this size. Mm-hmm.
What about the area as a whole? When you look at the area from Wasamac out to Francoeur and further to the west, would you say there's a lot of untapped potential out there in terms of potential new deposits? I know that Richmont does have a lot of ground in the area around Wasamac, and some other companies are busy there right now, like Visible Gold Mines, getting some pretty interesting showings. Would you say the potential out there is greater than what people had anticipated?
Well, if you take a step back and look at, you know, we're always talking about the Larder Lake Cadillac Fault, and on the west side you have the Caradison mine that produces 11 million ounces of gold. In Rouen, you have the Orne mine that, of course, it was a base metal mine as well, but nevertheless, it produced like 12 million ounces of gold as a byproduct, so that's quite a significant deposit. And on the east side, you have a lot of mines in Val d'Or. Between Val d'Or and Rouen, you know, this camp was really drilled. You have Bousquet, Doyon, La Ronde, a lot of mines on the east side between Rouen and Val d'Or. And basically, Francoeur has been probably the only mine producing more than 300,000 ounces of gold on the west side of Rouen on our way to Ontario. So, yes, I do think that, you know, this it has a lot of potential. There was a lot of drilling more on the east side, and I think there's still quite a bit of potential to see more discoveries on the west side. That's was probably a little bit overlooked as for exploration. It's you know, the fault is the Cadillac fault is pretty deep in some areas, so a lot of work is needed. And you know, I think Richemont is pretty well represented in the area with all the land package we have. So we're quite keen on the area at this point.
Are you planning on doing some drilling on some of your claims out there, besides, you know, what you have going on right now at Wasamac?
Well, we have some exploration going on at Francoeur as well. That's, you know, there will be doing more exploration at Francoeur, but Wasamac is our key focus right now. There's still quite a bit of work to be done, and we're going to put a lot of focus on Wasamac at this point.
Why would you say that area has not been looked at enough over recent years? Is it because of the cobalt sediment issue?
Well, this is, you know, this is like insulation to access the actual favorable structure. So definitely that it has a role to play. You know, there's been a lot of discoveries on this belt so far, but we need to put more efforts on it, to understand it better, and I think there is potential. It's just a matter of drilling more and understanding better the geology, and there should be some gold between those two big mines of Caratus and Aranda. So.
Mm-hmm. And you have the old Aldermac copper mine out there, too. So there is the possibility of maybe another gold discovery, maybe a base metal discovery. You've got that right environment, correct?
Yes, absolutely. That's a good point, because the most of the exploration that was done on the west portion of the Rouen camp was really more aggressively drilled for base metal targets. So gold has been a little bit left aside, and I think as prices go up a little bit, like we see in the last, like we saw in the last 10 years, we'll see more drilling, and Wasamac's a good example of the potential of this area.
Mm-hmm. So you would not be surprised at all to see another discovery out in the Wasamac area between there and, say, Francoeur. It looks like pretty fertile ground.
Well, there's you know, several gold showings in the area. We need to understand them better, but you know, there's nothing surprising in exploration. If you do the work, as long as the drills are turning, there's a chance you'll find something. So,
it looks like what's emerging out there is sort of a whole new mining camp, right? Is that your goal? Because obviously you'll have a mill at Wasamac, and, you know, who knows, you may have a whole new camp out there west of Rouen.
Well, absolutely. If we move forward, you know, Wasamac still in exploration stage right now. We're moving, you know, working actively to advance it to the next step. But in the situation where we would have a central, a large size mill at Wasamac, well, this could open up a lot of potential in the area, because, as you know, there are currently no milling infrastructure west of Rouen right now, and that's going to open up a lot of doors. There's a good potential on the Ontario border as well, so this is why Richemont is quite excited with a project like this one. done because there are no mills within, I would say, basically 100 kilometers from Wasamac. Mm-hmm.
Optimistically, assuming everything goes according to plan, how soon can you see mining beginning out at Wasamac?
Well, you know, obviously the scoping study will guide us towards these answers. It's a little bit premature for us to put a timeline on a project like this one. Internally, what we're looking at as a next phase, assuming that we have positive results and we continue to have positive results, will be to initiate an underground drilling program. So that's our internal target for 2012, but there are some steps we need to get through before, and the 43-101 and the PEA are the next steps that will come out in the next 6 months.
That's part two of my discussion with Martin Rivard, President and CEO of Richmont Mines, RIC on the TSX, also RIC on the Amex exchange for our American friends. I have a lot more with Martin in the coming days here at bullmarketrun.com as our Northwest Quebec tour continues, so watch for part three of my discussion with Martin Rivard of Richmont Mines. I'm John Hallstein. Thank you for listening today. This is bullmarketrun.com, where we do bring you home run opportunities in the gold sector.